the way that I do my life in general is often interpreted as I'm trying to break rules, when in fact I'm just doing what I think needs to be done and not paying attention to the rules, which is different than trying to break rules.
Mm.
People shouldn't go through life without questioning what they're doing. That's the bottom line. It's not high resolution, but there's the tiny little camera.
Wait, can you take a picture of me right now with the camera?
Sure.
Just so I can see what the resolution is.
All right, I'll take a picture of you.
Here, I can take one of you. Okay.
And then once it says take, you press the middle big button to take.
Okay. Oh no, this is so backlit.
Yeah. It's okay.
Literally, it's just your silhouette.
It doesn't have a quality camera.
I mean, it's kind of artistic. But then send that text? Can you send that? What happens if you try to text that to me?
I can't. I don't know how to text it to
you. So it's just on your phone.
I can remove it from my phone by taking my phone apart and and putting the chip into a special case and then putting it in a special adapter connected to my computer. And then I can...
See, I kind of love all of this friction because I'm used to taking a picture and I can email it or text it or whatever immediately. And so now I feel like those pictures that we just took are more valuable. Ooh, you know what I mean? Because take so much, kind of like a Polaroid or something like that.
Even though they look crappy. In fact, similar to a Polaroid in that sense.
Yeah. Interesting.
Most flip phones are designed really poorly because the companies are trying to get people to shift over to smartphones. So the contact list, for example, I've had this phone for 3 years and I have not figured out how to look up a contact and call the person. I can do it this way, though.
You just call every single person in your contacts.
No. I just press here.
Wait, where are you pressing?
Say your command.
Call Emily Shaw.
Wait, I should turn
command
the volume.
Command not recognized. Try again. Say your command.
If it doesn't understand my words properly, and it says command not recognized, I've found that it'll never recognize anything I say after that until I go back to the beginning. So you can't actually, it says try again, but no, that doesn't work.
But again, this is making our interaction so much more valuable because of the friction. That's...
Yeah. Yeah. I like face-to-face. I purposely have a flip phone because I don't think that electronic communication is a good substitute for face-to-face. I really, really miss not just the personal aspect of people knocking on the door spontaneously, but the way society is structured when it's like that. It's a completely different structure to society, and I miss that.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I call somebody, I just look, I hit message, and then I look at what their number is, and then I start dialing in their number, just individual numbers.
So that's really interesting. And what I'm hearing is that you're comfortable with some amount of friction, and I can actually relate to
that. I'm against convenience. I actually am philosophically against convenience. Mm-hmm.
Can you say more about that?
You call it friction. That's the negative side of it. But I think convenience is the negative side of it. I think that convenience causes many ills. It causes people to always feel in a hurry. It causes people to feel like they have to be productive at all times. It causes people to not get enough exercise, not get enough physical interaction with each other and the world. It causes people to try to pack way too much in and put way less attention on each thing that they do.
Yeah, I do things to create friction for myself. And actually, a lot of people do. Some people make everything on their phone black and white so that it's less addictive to them. I'll put my phone on airplane mode a lot. I actually will just leave my phone at home a lot and just go somewhere without my phone. Mm-hmm. When I look at my phone, I feel anxiety.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you resent your phone? And I think that's the answer.
That's why
right
I leave
there.
It at home, because just knowing it's there, I feel stressed.
Yeah.
I'm sort of the Luddite among my social group.
Right.
But even to me, it doesn't feel like an option to have a flip phone, which is why I was kind of intrigued by your choice.
I'm getting the idea that the reason you wanted to interview me about my flip phone was partly as a way of establishing some kind of a sense of community around your already strong tendencies.
Yeah. Does it ever feel lonely to kind of make a different choice that people don't expect, that's different from a lot of people?
For sure, but it's not about my phone. That's about not having kids, not having a religion, not having a pet, not having a job, not having ever paid taxes, not having ever had any of the conventional things that people have. I've never owned a home. I've never owned a car. I mean, I'm just totally outside of so many of the things that people live by because they think they have to. And so it isn't so much about my phone that I end up feeling lonely. It's like, I feel like, wait a minute, you guys are just blindly stumbling ahead and doing what everybody does. And here I am sort of alone. It's not literally true. And when I'm in connective space, I do connect, but yeah, it comes up.
Okay, it's 5:45. Can I just ask one last question? So when you say you've never paid taxes.
Oh, that's a whole other.
Do you mind if I ask like how you've made a living and like supported yourself during your life?
When I do the work that I do, if people make a donation towards what I'm doing.
Wait, you need to be more specific, please.
There's no time. Really, okay. I have to get to places.
Okay.
Yeah. All of my work, everything that I do is just for if people give donations to me and help support me, great. If not, then they don't. I don't charge money for anything that I do. A lot of people like what I've been doing the last 15 years. Before that, it was much harder. But yeah, it's just like, I'm just like, here I am doing my thing and I'm doing okay right now.
Wait, so your whole life?
Yeah.
Your whole life, you've only ever gotten paid by people giving you donations?
My whole life, that's been my philosophy, but I did have a job with a boss and an employment contract in 1988, I guess. Not since then, though.
Wow. Well, you just had to say those things at the very end of our time. Now I have so many questions, but it's okay.
What can we do?
Well, thank you very much for having this conversation.
I'm sorry about the time shortage. But if there's more to talk about, we'll talk about it a different way, a different time.
Sounds good. Hey, Emily here. So as you just heard, I made the mistake of underestimating how much time I would need with Joel. And we had to stop before I could ask everything I wanted. But I was able to get a few more answers after I hit stop on the recorder. So, what does Joel do in exchange for money? He's a writer and natural history educator who specializes in making maps about San Francisco waterways. Why doesn't he pay taxes? He does this as a form of war protest. Needless to say, Joel is a super interesting guy, and you can find out more about him and his work at joelpomerance.com. I've got that link in the show notes. All right, until next time, I hope you enjoy some intentional inconvenience.